In this episode, Frank Wijnveld tells you everything you need to know about crowd management and how you can tackle this challenge on your next event. Hi Frank, welcome in our studio.
Thank you.
Today we're going to talk about crowd management, but let's start with what is crowd management?
Well, crowd management is basically what you have on your shirt. It's event planning. Mm-hmm. We try to develop a good arrangement for the event so that people are welcome, don't have the feeling that it's too overcrowded, dangerous, and not comfortable.
Yeah.
So basically, crowd management is all measures you can think of to create that atmosphere. So it's partly it's planning, security planning, safety, creating a good entrance, catering, and so on. So that you can do on before the event. But on the day itself, you can also develop a good design for your site. So that people are not with too many people in narrow areas.
What's too many people? How many people can be on a square meter, for example?
Yeah, there's not a real proper definition for that, because when you think of people having a beer in a bar, it's basically normal spoken. And normally spoken, it's about three people per square meter. But you can also think of a situation on the barrier line, front stage.
Yeah, it will be a little bit more crowded.
More crowded. So it might be up to six or seven people at the most, but that's really
really
crowded.
The limit.
Yeah. And crowd management is all about designing a layout where you plan a lot of people directly in front of the stage and a smaller number of people per square meter in the areas more away.
Yeah.
So if you add those numbers into a total, then it's your total capacity.
But then you're also taking into account the escape routes, the entrance routes, and all capacities over there.
Yeah. If you have done this, and then the second question is, how much evacuation capacity do I have to offer to get the crowd out in proper time?
Yeah.
But the question also is, what is proper time? Because there's not, in at least in Holland, there's not a legal time for evacuation for outdoor events. So we calculate with the numbers from the UK Purple Guide. In 8 minutes we design. But there's also a law in Holland that says that buildings and so on must be empty after 15 minutes.
15 minutes is still a long time if there's an explosion or a fire.
Yeah.
Then I won't stay in for 15 minutes.
No. This 15 minutes is defined that people must be out of the room where the fire is in 1 minute.
Okay.
And the next room, they have 6 or 7 minutes to leave that part. And the total building should be empty in 15 minutes. So that's the translation of that.
Okay.
But outdoor events are totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So normally spoken, we design on 8 minutes, both because the Purple Guide in the UK does the same.
Yep.
And they are very experienced in crowd management, crowd planning. And at the same time, you want to have the area free for the emergency service so they can cope with the disaster.
Okay. So now, suppose you made your homework up front, you know how many people you can host, you know all the escape routes, but then it comes to the day of the event itself, you need to to make people aware of an issue on the event, get them out. How do you manage that?
We work with the theory of Professor Dr. Keith Still, a British professor who says who has a theory that's called DIM ICE. DIM is Design Information Management. So design is all about a good layout of your venue.
Yeah.
So you can imagine that if you want to host 10,000 people and you only have two entrances, with
that will be a very long queue.
Well, in Britain, it's not a problem, because they got the noble art of queuing, but in Holland, it's not good. Now, so you have to think probably months before opening about a good layout, because you want not too many crowd flows crossing each other or opposite each other. If possible, you don't want any.
Yeah.
So if you have good design, then you are going to think about the information you have to offer to the crowd to get good informed, but to also move the way you want them to move.
Yeah.
So that's two ways. Prior to the event, they are planning how to arrive at the venue. So you have to offer information about mobility. And within the premises, you have to offer good information about toilets, catering facilities, emergency routes, emergency exits, and so on. So you see that information is much more than only saying, we are opening at 2 o'clock and this artist is coming and so on. You have to create an arrangement, a concept, where you hide those safety notices within your information about the event. Because then they adapt the information. Of now they can consume the information, I must say.
Because people are not interested in that kind of information.
No.
They just want to know when the artist is coming and I'm coming for that.
Yeah, that's why you have to hide it more or less in the total event information.
Yeah.
And at the day itself, you have to make it very clear for everyone with big banners where which services or exits are located.
Yeah.
Well, the third thing about dim eyes is the M from management. You have to have a good organization, good management in place to cope with the large number of crowd coming in, staying there and leaving after the event. Certainly if there's an evacuation.
If you did all the planning correct, then there's still the fact that you have, in most cases, a private event organizers. You have the police, you have the firemen.
Yeah.
How do you get them to work along and get them to have the same action plans if something happens?
We have the problem that we're struggling with the connection between police, city, fire brigade, and so on, on this side. And the organizer and security company on this side. Because they all got their own plans, but there's no integrated concept. I also work in football. And from UEFA perspective, we say we have to do to have an integrated approach. And we work on that on
Champions
League. That makes
sense to have an integrated approach.
But on events, we don't see that too many times yet. So we are always trying to gather everyone around the table 2 months before the event and to create a proper plan, which contains the tasks of the police, of the fire brigade, of the organizer, of the security department, private security, and so on. But it's a struggle,
Okay, maybe to conclude with, how big does my crowd have to, has to be to start doing crowd management?
Well, it's up to two persons, basically. Well, it you can't say from 500 or from 1,000, because it's a combination of the number of people coming in, the area where they arrive and have to circulate, and the number of emergency exits, and the identity of the event you plan. You can imagine that some events are more risky than others. So this combination makes it worth to have a small crowd management concept or a larger.
Okay, Frank. Thank you very much for coming over. And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.